This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when, believe it or not, there is a major study that says consumer confidence is up. That's based on what? The market is in terrible shape today. It just went down, it's down so far below 600 points. Why is that happening exactly? And what does that have to do with the state of the coronavirus pandemic, the COVID-19 disaster? It has everything to do with it, of course. And there's good news, well, some good news, and bad news on that. Why is the United States not the top country in the world, or even among the top few, in terms of vaccines? We helped develop these vaccines with Operation Warp Speed. It was one of the great successes of the Trump administration. Yeah, it was. So what's the problem here? We'll get a perspective from Israel, where they're approaching, within 4 weeks, they will have half the population vaccinated. Here in this country, it's not even in terms of a complete vaccination, not even close to 10%. Nat, what is going on with that, and what do we have to look forward to in terms of returning to normal life, including opening up schools, where the CDC has spoken out, and that is important. And there is increasing frustration. There was a vote in the Senate yesterday, no, not a final vote on impeachment, but it could be a vote that indicates where we are going and what the future will hold. And Joe Biden has attempted early in his administration to make ending systemic racism a number one priority. Part of the way that he and his administration are planning to do that is to change the emphasis from equality of opportunity to what is called equity. What does that really mean? And what is the right approach for Joe Biden in terms of dealing with the explosive, always immigration issue? We'll speak to Jason Riley of the Wall Street Journal. He has a fascinating column, and a very wise column, it seems to me, about how to approach the immigration dilemma in today's Wall Street Journal. First up, there is so much new information about the pandemic and about the use of strictures and lockdowns, and this comes along with a time when people are being warned, by the way, about domestic terror. And actually there is something encouraging indicating that there is some federal effort at least to try to lock up people not only who are engaged in right-wing domestic terror, but left-wing domestic terrorists like Antifa. We will get to that as well. First up, when it comes to pandemic policy, I mean, there was a piece yesterday in the Washington Post that is sure to get everybody's attention. And it says, pandemic policy, no police, no curfews, no fines, no regrets. Now, where is that? Okay, you read something like that, you think, okay, where is this? Is this some Scandinavian country where they have very Latin? No, it's Mexico. And you very seldom look at Mexico as an example. And when you actually look up the numbers, Mexico has, in terms of death rate, it has 150,000 people who've died in Mexico. That's the fourth highest in the world. Mexico is not doing particularly well with the pandemic. And what the Washington Post actually says is reporting on Mexico. It says, as the coronavirus swept the globe early last year, Mexican officials made an unusual decision. They would not impose coercive measures to force citizens to obey pandemic restrictions. No curfews, no arrests, no fines. Other countries would enforce their lockdowns with police checkpoints and $10,000 penalties. But Mexico would live through 70 years of authoritarian rule. The country had a sad, unfortunate, shameful history of abuse by security forces. And half the population lived in poverty. Clashes between the police and poor laborers could spread the virus and tarnish a government built on leftist credentials. So basically, what they're saying, and this, when you dig deeper and deeper into the situation in Mexico, is they didn't enforce any restrictions or make an attempt to enforce any restrictions because nothing works in Mexico. Nothing can be enforced. They have, as I think people know, a very major murder problem. It's gotten a little bit better. It's not as bad as Salvador or Guatemala or Honduras right nearby, but it's bad. And basically, you read the story, it's terribly sad. The president of Mexico now himself tested positive and is battling the coronavirus, Andrés Manuel López Obrador. And the idea that Mexico should be held up as an example because of no police, no curfews, no fines, no regrets, the idea that all the fines and the lockdowns and the regrets are useless is not true. There's a very big new major study at Columbia University, which has been signed on to by most of the leading epidemiologists in the country, that indicates that lockdowns have had some effectiveness in the United States. It's one of the reasons that the United States is not one of the worst countries in the world in terms of coronavirus and the rate of coronavirus infection, but we're not one of the best either. And in the United States, though, we are better at actually enforcing things, and people have a little bit more trust in authorities than they, just a little bit, than they do in Mexico, where nobody trusts anything. The idea that we're going to get everyone vaccinated in a hurry and then be able to go back to normal life, part of what this study at Columbia University is saying is forget about it. The restrictions of some kind, not necessarily school closures, because, again, the CDC has spoken out on that and said because children are at such low risk themselves of getting vaccinated, then public schools really can today open up safely without in the same way that most private schools have been able to do. And this is something where I think there is coming to be a consensus in the country, and I think this logjam is going to break. It's an important story, but it's also important to keep this perspective. Even if millions of people are vaccinated, reports the New York Times, based on this Columbia University study, even if millions of more people are vaccinated, millions more will still be infected and become ill and even die, unless people continue to wear masks and maintain social distancing measures until midsummer or perhaps later, according to a new model by scientists at Columbia University. What they're suggesting is they have different graphs about the extent of restrictions that people impose on themselves and that governmental authorities to some extent impose on the populace. And if those restrictions are removed immediately in February, for instance, there are 29 million additional total infections that are likely to occur as opposed to the kind of restrictions we have right now lasting until July. And I know when you say lasting until July, that's a sense of, oh, no. Can we even do that? Again, schools are different, and this study does not appear to relate directly to schools, but they say that there is no doubt that getting vaccinated protects the recipient. Still, several infectious disease researchers contacted by the New York Times cautioned that it would be months before enough people in the United States will have gotten the shots to allow for normal life to begin again. Only then will the number of people with immunity, those who have had the disease and recovered from it, and those who have been vaccinated be large enough to take the wind out of the pandemic. So how do we speed up this process of recovery? We'll get to that coming up on the MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and it's 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now, and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Michael Medved Show, talking about the ongoing COVID-19 crisis. I mean, it is unbelievable. It feels like it's been going on for years. Of course, it is less than a year. I mean, most of us had our lives meaningfully changed, what is it, it's 7-8 months ago now. But honest to goodness, particularly for students, this is devastating. I mentioned yesterday the idea of people who are in college or even in graduate school or professional school who are paying still, I mean, just gigantic amounts of money for an education that they get on Zoom, that they get by a distance. And it's basically the same kind of thing you could get with a CD. Or you could get it by calling in somewhere. And the entire blow to American education, which frankly wasn't so great to begin with, we could do a lot better in our educational system, and maybe this dislocation will force us to do so. But the first thing that you've got to do is figure out a way to reopen schools. And the Center for Disease Control is now saying, and this is not with Trump leadership, this is with the new Biden leadership, they are saying that, look, you can reopen most schools, almost all schools, safely if you do it the right way. And they are addressing the kinds of concerns that one father from Loudoun County, Virginia, expressed very, very strongly about the teachers' unions and school boards and other officials keeping kids away from school. Clip 7.
You should all be fired from your day jobs, because if your employers knew that you were more inefficient than the DMV, you would be replaced in a heartbeat. I literally just finished a conference call because I'm having to multitask to be here to address you guys. You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed. You think you are some sort of martyrs because of the decisions you're making, when the statistics do not lie that the vast majority of the population is not at risk from this virus.
Okay, the vast majority of the population is at risk from getting the virus, but if most people get it, the symptoms will not necessarily be fatal. The problem is you don't know who's who or who's going to suffer most, and you have the problem of crowding the hospitals. The virus is serious, but that doesn't mean that there shouldn't be an immediate priority on something the teachers' unions say they want, which is vaccinating all the teachers. They have to do a better job of that and getting the kids back. The White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, was on CNN. And by the way, it's very smart for Biden to send out his chief of staff, especially somebody as experienced and articulate as Ron Klain, to really answer questions directly about what's going on in the White House. He was on CNN with Erin Burnett, and she asked a question about schools being safe to reopen. Listen, this is 5A.
All right, so let me talk about schools. I don't know if you heard the governor of Colorado, no. You know, was saying schools are the safest place to be. Look, we've known that from studies for quite some time. I have two kids in public school, which has meant they've been home a lot, even though study after study, of course, has shown it's safe to open schools. So today, I know you saw the CDC Journal publishing yet another study saying, you know, you can open K-12 schools for in-person learning with minimal COVID transmission. Why do you think so many public schools across this country are still closed in places that the private schools are open?
Okay, that's a great question. And the answer from the White House Chief of Staff, Ron Klain, listen.
Yeah, I'll give you a word. Money. That's why the President of the United States sent a plan to Congress, even before he took office, to make the investments you need to make the schools safe. What that study in Wisconsin from the CDC showed was that 17 rural schools that got a sizable grant from a private foundation to put in the kinds of safety measures they needed, students in very small pods, classes of about 11 or 12, distanced in a rural area, they could go to school safely. And governors who've made those investments, Governor Polis is a great leader in this field. You know, he's done a lot. But in other states, we haven't seen those kinds of investments. President Biden has sent a plan to Congress that will make sure that a majority of our schools could be open within 100 days. We need Congress to pass that plan so we can do the kinds of things you need to do so that the schools can be safe, so the teachers can be safe, so the students can be safe. Sadly, it costs money, Aaron.
Okay, and that seems to be the line here. As the teachers' unions, at least according to some of the deepest critics of teachers' unions, are holding up kids as hostages for more money being poured into the schools. Private schools have managed this, and they've managed it without disastrous impact. Ron Klain continues to emphasize the money aspect of the equation on CNN. Listen.
But, you know, we've all seen, of course, the transmission, it's just not happening. I mean, in Chicago, the teachers union voted this weekend to continue remote learning. They were about to open. Town of Montclair, New Jersey, this story came across. Public schools were scheduled to reopen for hybrid learning. For elementary school kids, it'd be the first day of going to school in person since March of last year, 10 months. But then they scrapped plans at the last minute after the local teachers union refused to return to classrooms. Ron, why do you think that the unions in many cases are overruling what the studies show?
I don't think unions are overruling studies. I think what you're seeing is schools that haven't made the investments to keep the students safe. I mean, again, the Wisconsin study were classrooms of 12 on average. So that requires a lot more classrooms, a lot more teachers, or, you know, other kinds of arrangements to get them small, podding students very carefully. So we need to do the things to open safely. Most of the teachers I talk to, they want to be back in the classroom.
That's
they
true.
Just want to know that it's safe, and we as a country should make the investments to make it safe.
Okay, the most easy and important investment is getting those teachers vaccinated. And again, yes, you have to, after you have the first vaccine, you have to wait for another 2 to 3 weeks before you get the second vaccine. I'm still waiting on my second vaccine. Look forward to it. But then after that, honestly, it should not take that long to get teachers back into classrooms. What's fascinating here is you have to ask yourself the question, does anyone honestly believe that teachers in public schools are, as a group of people, better teachers, more committed, more dedicated than private school teachers? Most people don't know this, but you should. Public school teachers get more money, generally, and sometimes a lot more money, particularly in cities like New York, where my daughter teaches at a private school. And yet the private school teachers, by and large, are back. It's not because they are less concerned about getting the virus themselves. It's not because they care about their students less. It's because they tend not to be unionized. And this is really a dysfunctional situation with those unions. So one country is way ahead in vaccinations. Why? We'll talk about it from Jerusalem with my brother John Medved, coming up on the Medved Show.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is promoting new executive orders on climate change. Biden saying the U.S. has delayed action for too long on addressing the climate crisis. Responding to a question about what his message would be to the oil and gas workers who will see an end to their livelihoods, Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry says,
Coal plants have been closing over the last 20 years. So what President Biden wants to do is make sure those folks have better choices, that they have alternatives, that they can be the people who go to work to make the solar panels. They were making them here at home. That is going to be a particular focus of the Build Back Better agenda.
The Fed Reserve announcing that they're keeping interest rates steady. Policymakers wrapping up their meeting in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, there's a big headline today in the Wall Street Journal with two big charts. And the headline says, which nation is leading the race to inoculate? If you've been listening to this show, you know the answer to that question. Israel has been leading the race to inoculate. And in fact, in just 4 weeks, at least half the population, over half the population, is supposed to have received at least the first shot in a series. So how did that happen? Why did that happen? What can America learn from it? I wanted to speak to my brother about that, because my brother has lived in Israel for, a generation. He's raised his children and nine grandchildren there. John, how you doing late at night? You're on. We're on the air.
Okay, we're good. I've been sitting here, and I'm excited to talk to you, Michael. How are you?
Thank God, very well. I was just talking about the headline in the Wall Street Journal today, which nation is leading the race to inoculate. I should say that my brother Jonathan is the CEO for Our Crowd. It's his company. People can find out more about it and the very cutting edge of Israeli and world high tech by going to michaelmedved.com and clicking on the banner. Okay, so Israel's a small country. There are other small countries that are much more wealthy than Israel, like Switzerland. Switzerland, it's going to be 9 months till they get half of the population inoculated. In Israel, they say in a month they should have over half the population inoculated, which really makes a very big difference. How'd you do it?
Look, the country now is becoming, we call it the vaccination. It's now our second name. We were the startup nation. Now we're the vaccination. It's pretty remarkable. At the moment, I'm looking at the data on Our World in Data, and it shows that actually there have been about almost 5 million doses of the vaccine jabbed in Israel in people's arms. And that, by the way, compares in the U.S. there have been a total of about 20 million vaccines in people's arms. So it sounds like the U.S. is doing, you know, rather well. The problem is that Israel is one-tenth the size, less than one-tenth the size of the U.S. So Israel is vaccinating at a pace unlike any other country. Actually, number two in the world, which is sort of interesting, is the United Arab Emirates, who have delivered, you know, the second highest number of vaccinations. It's sort of cool to watch Israel and its new partners in the Gulf and the Middle East leading the world, not in disputes or discord or, God forbid, violence, but leading the world in terms of people getting healthy, which is a good thing.
Okay, people are still wary, and there are still restrictions in place. Nothing is gone quite back to normal. In general, one of the things that we hear in the United States, we've had a member of Congress of the United States, Rashida Tlaib, who has said that Israel is not providing vaccines to its Arab citizens because it's an apartheid state.
That's complete horse poop, with all due respect. Wouldn't be the first time that Congresswoman Tlaib has said outrageous things like that. But as you know, Israeli Arab citizens have full rights. They serve in the parliament. They serve in the army. Okay, and they are being vaccinated along with everybody else. The issue has been those who are Arabs who are living in the Palestinian territories, where Israel early on offered to help. They said, no, thank you. We want to take care of it ourselves. And, of course, rather than buying the Pfizer vaccine or the Moderna vaccine, which we bought, they decided to rely on the Russians. And the rest is history.
Always a good idea.
Yeah, right. But yeah, you got to trust the Sputnik. Look, the reality here is that Israel has a very strong healthcare system, which is dominated by four huge HMOs who are really well organized. We're also a small country with a huge investment in digital health. We've been recording data for two decades. And in fact, one of the reasons that both Moderna and Pfizer agreed to accelerate our deliveries was that we're sharing this data with the world. The world needs a test case of a country who will get vaccinated quickly and show the rest of the world the way out. And that country now is going to be Israel. Not just because we are going to vaccinate so quickly, but because we have the data and the ability to understand it, and then we're going to share it. We're literally having a weekly update call with Pfizer management sharing our results, which, by the way, show that the original tests maybe even underestimated the efficacy of the vaccine. The vaccine is better than was reported. And here, for example, we have just started vaccinating pregnant women, because unfortunately these new variants and the new mutations are getting pregnant women sick who go into the ICU, and then they need to deliver by cesarean the baby, and many of them are very sick. Lots of children getting sick now in the most recent variant. So everybody's got to get vaccinated. You know, this is not the time for, you know, anti-vaxxer nonsense. We got to beat this virus, and hopefully Israel will point the way out.
What's the big lesson for the United States? How can we do better? In this ranking of nations, the United States is rated seventh in terms of the rate of vaccines. We're ahead of Romania. We're right behind Malta and Bahrain. But the United Kingdom is also ahead of us. They started earlier. But the United States, they say it's going to be 6 months before we get half our people vaccinated. How could we speed that up?
Well, you know, I don't know. This is sort of above my pay grade, but I'll tell you, we overpaid for our vaccine, right? In other words, when we bet early, Israel went ahead and actually placed bets
on about five or six different vaccines, putting down payments. When it became clear that Pfizer was going to be the first out in the winter of this, our prime minister went ahead, called them, and basically said, look, we'll share data, but we'll also pay you an absurd amount. And my understanding is that we're paying about three times the market price, the people like the U.S. and Europe paid for the vaccine, and that spoke. Now you say, wait, how could you afford that? Well, we're a small country, and the problem is the cost of lockdowns and ongoing sickness with this plague is nothing, you know, compared to the vaccine. The vaccine is a small, little, tiny expense. You pay it once, you get jabbed, it doesn't hurt. I've already had both of my shots, and I'm, you know, 12 days after the second shot, I'm now 95%, immune according to the data, probably more. And everyone's got to do it. So I think there was a very smart move saying we just have to get this vaccine here, and then we'll figure out how to distribute it. And also, Israelis are a little bit rule breakers. So even though we started the campaign with 65 on up, turns out at the end of the day, people are throwing away vaccine. And so the social network started being filled with little clinics saying, hey, we've got 30, 40 doses, come and get them.
And which I know they're trying in different parts of the United States now, too. My brother, Jonathan Medved, his company, Our Crowd, is one of the really exciting developments in the high-tech world. Check it out. It's right at michaelmedved.com. Go directly to our website, click on the banner for Our Crowd, and you can get information on all of these startups that Our Crowd is involved with group funding, crowdfunding sourcing for. That's Our Crowd banner. Go to it at michaelmedved.com. We'll be right back with more on the American economy, the virus, our schools, and deep divisions in our country. That and more coming up on The Medved Show.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a Medhead at MichaelMedved.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedved.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
On the Michael Medved show, talking about the ongoing pandemic, Israel, even though it's been moving forward with vaccines and it's made a big difference and it's greatly increased the economic prospects in Israel, there's still all kinds of divisions. And, well, wouldn't be Israel without all kinds of divisions. And Israel imposed a third lockdown last month in December. Sunday, they announced that it would shut its only international airport, Ben Gurion Airport, until at least the end of January to halt the spread of new coronavirus variants in the country. New cases in recent weeks hovered at about 9,000 a day, but they've come down from the past few days to around 7,000. Now, that's a good sign. They're very concerned with the Brazilian variant, with the South African variant, with the UK variant above all, because they're more easily transmissible. And part of the irony here is that shutting down an airport is a radical step, especially for a country that relies so much on tourism and international travel. But again, if the cost of doing that until the end of this month, or perhaps even longer, that is going to be a reduction in travel, then that cost is worth paying if what you're talking about is preventing a whole new strain of the virus from afflicting a country. And here in the United States, airports, travel bans, restrictions even of restaurants may make sense. But that father from Loudoun County, Virginia, was, I think, speaking for a lot of people when he berated, really, the heads of school boards, his local school board, for not paying attention to the science and the advice of public health officials. Listen.
The garbage workers who pick up my freaking trash risk their lives every day more than anyone in this school system. Figure it out. Or get off the podium. Because you know what? There are people like me and a lot of other people out there who will gladly take your seat and figure it out. It's not a high bar. Raise the freaking bar!
I'm going to give staff an opportunity to make sure that the podium and microphone have been...
Please wipe it down ahead of time, please, because we don't want anything to affect us.
Sir, your time is finished. Can you please leave the boardroom?
It's okay.
Thank you.
I'll be back next time. And the next time. Keep open the freaking school!
Can I ask the deputy to please make sure the gentleman that leaves the boardroom?
What's interesting about that is that with that level of rage, you wonder, I mean, teachers, you want them to be under good humor, not to be working under the gun. And this is one of those things, and it's a problem when you isolate people into teachers' unions and the unions disagree with the school boards. For at least there should be some ability to have teachers and parents and all of the stakeholders and the administrators and, yes, even the union representatives get together to do something about what is not as serious a problem, according to the Centers for Disease Control. Let me go to Tom in Glendora, California. Tom, you're on the MedVed Show.
Hey, thank you, Mike. I hope your grandchildren are doing as well as mine are. God bless them.
You bet. And we have a new one due any day. So
oh, my
thank
God.
You.
Well, that's just wonderful in this dark time we live in. It's something positive to celebrate. Michael, if
you
I
bet.
Could have about a minute and a half maybe to make a real two quick points. One's longer than the other. This whole frustration of that gentleman who was so passionate that you just played reflects, I think, the grave condition of this country overall. And this call involves you directly, so I'll hurry up. I would use the acronym GRAVE, G-R-A-V-E. G stands for God. We are abandoning God with this cancel culture, with the vitriolic hatred. We've got to get back and pray every day for this great Judeo-Christian, God-based nation, the most compassionate, the most kind, as you say, the greatest nation on God's green earth in the history of the world. R stands for the dangerous repression of free speech, free expression, whether it be big tech, whether it be the Democrats themselves, whether it be individuals. That is a cornerstone of our great republic. We're losing it. A stands for abortion. It's basically, essentially, the snuffing out of a life. I would argue murder. To think that that is rampant in a God-based country is disgraceful. V stands for fixing the voting system, which is urgent. But the most critical, and this gets to you, the education system from kindergarten to grad school, the public system in this country is being and has been already contaminated with the 1619 Project, as you know, a vile, anti-white, anti-American bunch of lies that all white racist supremacists, that's all this country is. The toxic Book of Howard Zinn, which is what, now 40 years in the schools, beginning in 1980, that's anti-American, and the obscene critical race theory that's being imposed on us. Michael, here's where you come in. Point two. If you could work actively with your great book, God's Hand on America. That's a wonderful thing. If you could write, and I'm not kidding, a version of that for kindergarten and grammar schools and high schools and do what you can to immediately fix the education system. Otherwise, people had better go to private Christian Jewish schools or we're going to lose the country, Michael.
I wouldn't give up on public schools because giving up on public schools is giving up on an awful lot of people. And you're a teacher, right? Isn't that what you do, Tom? You teach at community college.
I actually taught at Cal State Long Beach, and the first thing I said to the kids...
4-year college, right.
4-year college.
Go ahead.
Kindness matters was my first thing. If I don't care how rich or powerful you are, if you don't respect the hardworking custodian, you're worth nothing. And number two, whether they liked it or not, and Cal State Long Beach was not too bad, I said, you better love this great country, whether you're for Hillary or Donald Trump, you better cherish your freedom or we're going to lose it. Now, 95%, 98%, 90% of the time you learn how wonderful chemistry has improved your life. But that second thing, we're losing our freedom as we speak, Michael. We're losing the country.
See, I don't, I think there are all kinds of threats to the United States. But if when you talk about the threat to free speech, there is more free speech going on in America today. I think there's a problem here of crying wolf. And the First Amendment protects us against government interference. Is that a threat? I think it always is a threat. I think that having the government introduce propagandistic elements into educational curricula is a very, very real problem. But it's one of those things, and it's fascinating to me, when you talk to people who are very critical of the public schools, very often their own experience with public schools, if they have kids who have gone to public schools, is better than you would let on. And I honestly think that part of what is necessary here is to not treat everything as a federal issue or necessarily as a crisis. In terms of what you were saying before, you talked about grave, our condition being grave. The condition with so many religious services, including the synagogue that I regularly attend or attended before the pandemic, that's very difficult because one part of prayer is not only bringing people closer to God, but bringing people closer to one another. And I honestly believe that the nation has suffered more than people realize through the fact that that one-third, more than one-third of Americans who went to church or synagogue every single week, that's been hit very hard. And even for those people who work on a virtual connection, it's not the same as seeing people and building neighborhood and building community. And in terms of voting, Yes, sure, we need all kinds of reforms and more transparency and everything else in our voting system. But hey, don't be so down on the country. We had the highest turnout election since 1900 in 120 years. It's remarkable. And that's in the midst of a pandemic. And I don't think anyone questions that or has any reason to. Not everything is wrong. Not everything is dark. There are threats, but our history shows us we can transcend them in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.